بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 13th of March in the year 2024 alhamdulillah we moved on to the 41st night that we're going through the illustrious and blessed life of the noble companion, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu. And I'm steadily going through the glorious battle of Yarmouk. So thus far, we've been through 2 days, the first day being called the day of probing, and the second day called the assault on the wings. So moving through the third day, called the assault upon the Muslim right forces. So all of the main action is going to be on the wing of Amr and Shurahbil radiyallahu anhuma. Gregory's wing of chains, i.e. on the Muslim left, made no move this day, as it had suffered more heavily on the previous day than the wing of Qanatir, i.e. Amr's right wing. So Vahan gave rest to his force, which was opposite Yazid's, because they had suffered. The central force of Qurim made a limited effort on the front of Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu anhu, as a diversionary measure to tie down Muslim reserves. So Abu Ubaidah's central left wing was engaged by his counterpart, the battalion of Qurim, but this was only a limited attack to keep them busy so they couldn't come to the aid of the right wings. But the other center of the Armenians and the wing of the Russian and Slavs, both now under the control of Qanatir, struck with extreme severity at the Muslim central right, the core of Shurahbil, and right wing, Sayyidina Amr radiyallahu anhu. So, like I mentioned yesterday, both of those wings were now under the control of Qanatir. And his two battalions struck with extreme severity on their counterparts. The initial attack was again repulsed by Sayyidina Amr and Shurahbil radiyallahu anhuma. But the Roman advantage of numbers, against which the believers could only put up the same tired soldiers, soon began to tell. Though shortly before midday, Qanatir broke through in several places. The right wing of Amr radiyallahu fell back to camp, and the right part of Shurahbil's front was also pushed back, whilst its left part still held bravely to its position. So let's break this down. So eventually Qanatir's forces broke through. So what happened to Amr's wing? Amr's wing radiyallahu anhu was forced to push back. I retreat back to the camp. But Shurahbil's wing, right wing, two things happened to it. It also was pushed back, but the left part of it still held firmly. So the image is the entire right wing has gone back and the right part of Shurahbil's forces has gone back, but the left part has remained firm. Thus several gaps now appeared into the Muslim front. Again the noble Muslim women radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came into action with tent poles, stones and their sharp tongs. And again the Muslims recoiled from them to once again face the Romans. It is related, one of the Muslims confided to his comrades, "It is easier to face the Romans than our women." SubhanAllah. Recorded by Hafiz Waqidi Rahmatullah Ali in his Futuh al-Sham, page 142. So to try and give them strength, the women again gave them grief. So the Muslims once again headed back towards the battlefront. Thus the bulk of the two corps, the center right and right wing, re-established a second line, granted not in its original position, and held the Roman efforts to break through. So what happened? With the encouragement of the family in the back, the right part of Shurabil's forces went forward again, and also Amr's, but they didn't go back to the initial line. You understand? So they went forward away from their camp, but they established a line a little bit further back. Sayyidina Amr radiallahu even took the offensive and struck at the Romans with his cavalry and infantry, intending to dislodge them from their forward positions, but had little success. So Amr radiallahu anhu, he was thinking how to push them back to their original lines. So he used his emergency cavalry. He struck, but they still stubbornly held on to their forward position. At this critical stage, a Muslim woman came running to Khalid bin Walid. She had a brilliant idea and she wanted Khalid to get the benefit just in case he was unaware. So she said, O son of Al-Walid, radiallahu, you are amongst the noblest of the Arabs. You must know that men only stay with their commanders. If the commanders stand fast, the men stand firm. If the commanders are defeated, the men are also defeated. Recorded by Hafiz Waqidi Rahmatullah Ali in his Futuh al-Sham, page 142. So what was her suggestion? She was saying, Oh Khalid, you are the gauge. If you remain firm, everybody will remain firm. Meaning you have to go forward. Sayyidina Khalid reassured her and thanked her politely. Now Khalid radiallahu, he immediately launched his cavalry reserve against the wing of Qanatir. At the same time, Amr's cavalry, radiallahu, maneuvered from the right and also struck Qanatir's wing. Whilst the infantry of Amr and Shurahbil counter-attacked frontally, their counterparts on the right center, which was also under the command of Qanatir. Let's make this down. So Khalid intervened to help the two right wings. And in a nutshell, it became a four-way attack. A four-way attack on the center and left wing of the Roman forces of Qanatir. On the center and left wing of the forces of Qanatir. So basically, the attack is kind of a semicircle. This time, the Roman opposition to the Muslim counter-attack proved much more stubborn, and hundreds of Muslims fell in combat. But by dusk, the Romans were eventually pushed back to their original positions, and the situation was restored to as it was on the right. So basically, they almost broke through. If Khalid radiallahu anhu had not intervened with the mobile guard and put up the second wave, they would have broke through. But with his impetus and the help of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the four-pronged attack, the Romans, though there were many casualties amongst the Muslims, eventually went back to the original lines. The third day had thus proved harder than the day before. However, the losses of the Romans far outnumbered those of the Muslims. The Romans were now getting desperate. All their attacks had failed in spite of a heavy toll in human lives, and they were in no better a position than at the start of the battle. The commander-in-chief, Vahan, thus upbraided his generals, who promised in turn to do better on the next day. The next day would in fact be the most critical day of the fateful encounter. So what's happened? The day of probing, the assault on the right wings, and now the severe attack on the right wings of the Muslims, all ultimately produced no fruit. So he was trying, and he was now suffering in terms of numbers. Many of the Romans had lost their lives. So not only did their plans not work, the Muslims were better off. So he said to them, you know, pluck up your ideas. In other words, you have to be firm. So the fourth day, entitled by the historians, the day of the lost eyes, decapitated heads and severed hands. So even if you don't go into it, what have the historians called the fourth day? people losing their eyes, heads being severed, and hands being cut. The fourth day of battle dawned with an atmosphere tense with expectation. The Romans knew that this day would prove decisive, for now they were going to make their greatest effort to shatter the Muslim army, which had so far withstood all assaults. So I should have mentioned which wing of the Romans had rested on the third day.
The chamber.
Who were they?
Gregory.
Why? So they rested. They had a day's rest. The central right of the Romans, the Quirin, was in command. They also had a kind of temporary rest. Why? Because they didn't engage fully with Abu Ubaidah's forces. So they've got that advantage as well. The Roman, the Muslim side, the only one who probably rested was Yazid's force. But on the fourth day, all of them were going to get involved. If even this attack failed, then all prospects of further offensive action would disappear for the Romans. It was now or never. Thousands of Romans had been killed thus far. And if on this day also the Romans were repulsed with bloody losses, they would then be very unlikely to take the initiative again. Thereafter, Khalid's counter-offensive could finally be launched. So what's happened? In boxing terms, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, he was doing rope-a-dope. So what does that mean? It means that he was just taking the strength of the Romans to see how effective they were. But once he knew that they had lost their wind and they had been weakened, he would strike. So the fourth day, another way to look at it, is this was the end of the strength of the Romans. You understand? So the Muslims are still absorbing the impact. The sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his greatest concern was now for his right wing. However, he was reassured by the thought that the commander of the Muslim right was Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu, who in generalship was second only to Khalid. So why was he concerned about the right wing? What would you think?
The heavy beating.
Okay. Did they have any rest in the 3 days? No. You understand? First day, probing. Second day, you know, eventually they pulled them back at the third attack. Third day, so he now knows they're extremely fatigued. So he was concerned. But what gave him comfort was, who was in charge of the right wing? The second greatest general, Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu. As mentioned, Sayyidina Amr radiallahu was known as the fox of the Arabs. And he was more than a match for any Roman general who dared to face him. Vahan decided, as he had done on the previous day, to start the day's operation with an attack on the right half of the Muslim front. So he's attacking Amr's side, radiallahu. Then once this part of the front was driven back and Muslim reserves committed in this sector, he would strike with full ferocity with the rest of his forces on the left half of the Muslim front, i.e. Sayyidina Yazid and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah's corps. That was the plan. So putting it simply, this time he doesn't put much effort on the right, just enough so to push them back. When they are pushed back, he notices Khalid is coming to restore the situation. So Vahan thought, when Khalid engages to help the right wing, full whack, full strength upon Yazid's wing, because there's nobody now to back them up, and Abu Ubaidah's wing. That was his plan. With this plan of battle, the two battalions of Qanatir were set in motion and struck their counterparts, the central right corps of Shurahbil and the right wing of Amr. So Qanatir, he wasn't the main man on the fourth day. He just was told, engage your counterparts, keep them busy, push them back, make the Muslim reserve cavalry engage, and then we will put the full force into the other wing. Sayyidina Amr radiallahu anhu's right wing was indeed pushed back once more. But this time, not as far as the previous day. Why? This time the Muslims were not going to face the fire of their women. So they started pushing back, but they thought, forget going back to camp, because we're going to hold ground. So they actually held their ground, though they were being pushed back. Thus, some distance behind this original position, the wing of Amr held the Slavs. So they pushed back, but they're holding their ground. And here, maneuver now gave way to a hard slogging match, in which the Muslims, led by Amr, now with drawn sword, gave better than they took, and inflicted several losses on their opponents. So Amr radiallahu anhu, he's now drawn his sword and he's fighting like a footman, holding the wing at bay. In the central right core of Shurahbil radiallahu anhu, however, the Armenians broke through and pushed the Muslims back to their camp. So you're happy with the right wing. The right wing has been pushed back, not as far back to the camp itself. They're holding the ground. The central right wing of Shurahbil radiallahu anhu, they have been pushed back to the very camp. The Armenians were strongly supported by the screen, the cavalry supporting all four fronts, the Christian Arabs of Jabala, and this thus proved the most serious penetration of the Muslim front. So where was the most serious breach? In Shurahbil's wing. It's been pushed back completely. Why? Because the counterpart battalion has pushed them back together with the cavalry of the Romans. Shurahbil radiallahu anhu was able to slow down the advance of the Armenians, but he could not repulse it. So he's trying to hold them, but he's steadily being pushed back. It was now clear that the central right core of Shurahbil radiallahu anhu would not be able to hold out for much longer. It thus became necessary for Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu anhu to enter this sector with his mobile guard. So Khalid knew he has to engage. But he knew there was a problem. What the sword of Allah feared most was an attack on the other side. Thus Khalid, upon seeing the situation unfolding on the Muslim right, he brilliantly ordered Abu Ubaidah and Yazid's left wing to attack on the front, thus forestalling a Roman attack on that side in case such an attack was intended. Thus, in simple terms, this was to be a spoiling attack on the Muslim left. So look at the brilliance. Khalid radiallahu anhu, as if by second nature, he knew the plan of Wahan. He goes, I know he wants me to engage and I have to now. But I know he's going to unleash his full force on the left wing of the Muslims. So Khalid, he took the offensive. He told Abu Ubaidah and Yazid, your attack. In other words, offense is the best defense. He goes, that will put them on their back foot because they're not expecting you to attack. Thus, by mid-morning, the center-left core and left wing of the believers suddenly engaged their counterparts, the core of Qurin and Gregory. Now, why is that interesting? Because that technically is not rope-a-dope now. Rope-a-dope is you're taking the punches, waiting for the enemy to lose their wind, then you attack. This doesn't fall under that. But Khalid had to do this because he feared that this would happen and he was perfect in his judgment. When Khalid saw Abu Ubaidah and Yazid's forces pushing or holding the Romans at bay on the left, he felt more assured. Now he decided to strike against the Armenians, those opposing Shurahbil's force on the right center. So only when he was convinced that they were on the back foot, the Romans on the left side, he engaged to help Shurahbil re-establish his life, radiallahu. And inshallah, we will continue from here tomorrow. So all I mentioned today was basically what happened on the third day. And the way to picture it, it was the assault upon the Muslim right forces. Right? So this is how to, you know, remember. It's the Muslim right forces that have been attacked. And how did they fare against the assault? And of course, Khalid, his intervention was critical in restoring the lines. And then I've now mentioned the fourth day. This was the day, was the most severest day. And the attack was on a broad scale, but mainly it was on the right. Why? Because they didn't want, it was on the left. They wanted the right to engage, but the full throttle would be on the left side. But Khalid's brilliance is that he took the offensive to stall them in the attack before he helped the central right wing of Shurabil to restore its lines. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحانك بحمدك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والأصل الإنسان في خسر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر